Born into a noble family in the Kingdom of Sicily, Thomas Aquinas became a Dominican friar, priest, philosopher, scholastic writer, and eventually regent of the University of Paris. He is still revered as Doctor of the Church. His family of origin was strongly opposed to his becoming a mere monk. They even imprisoned him in one of their castles for several years. But he escaped, took vows, and eventually became the best-known writer and teacher of his generation. Even today, theology students slog their way through his Summa Theologia, in which he attempted to bring together all important theological teachings of the Church. Thomas Aquinas thought these heavy volumes would be good reading for beginners interested in theology. Well, all I can say is, beginners, I wish you luck. His prayer, Adoro Te, Devo Te, is written as a hymn of 7 verses. Tradition tells us that Thomas Aquinas wrote this not for liturgical use, but for his private devotions. Indeed, these words have often been read by those practicing adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. One of the hymn's more charming images is in verse 6, line 1, in which Jesus is called the Good Pelican. This idea goes back to the mistaken medieval notion that during times of famine, the mother pelican would wound herself so that her offspring could survive by feeding on her blood, while she gave up her life for her young. Naturally, people saw parallels with Jesus giving up his life in order to save humanity. To this day, one can occasionally see depictions of bleeding pelicans feeding their young in stained glass windows.